Thanks, Neil.
Hey, guys.
Well, Neil, thank you for coming to see us so swiftly. Presumably, giving opposition a goal start wasn't the plan of this West Yorkshire tour. What are your overall thoughts about this evening?
Glad it's pre-season. I'm glad you turned the radio down at half-time. Listen, not good enough. No, there's no way. You can look at our mistakes that were made. You know, as a goalkeeper tonight, you know, he steps up into men's football, he's made a couple of mistakes, but he's not on his own. You know, if that's lads thinking they can come here, I know that we didn't get changed, we get changed under a stand. You know, the conditions aren't great, but that's part and parcel of football, you know. He asked me to pull on a shirt tonight, under a stand, I'll go and do it and probably put more work right in than what's gone on tonight. But lads have left a big question mark over the performance, and you know, there's definitely no room for complacency. Last season's null and void, it's in the past, and we're going to start again. And if that is what people are going to bring to the table, then, like I said at half time, you know, we'll be looking for people who want to come and play.
How much of a factor in terms of the defence is when you're trying to create an understanding? You've got players playing together for the first time, obviously don't want to make too many excuses, but nevertheless, it seemed to us that there was a problem with the offside line, which was a contributing factor to maybe all the goals.
That's difficult, and we've done work in training on it. So, you know, if you're not going to retain the information, if you're not going to take it on board, then, you know, unfortunately, you're not going to step up to the standard. And, you know, I think the back four that played the majority of the games, Aaron Morris, Doyle, Curtis and Doddy, built up a good understanding. But, you know, we're looking to improve shirts, and if, you know, games come thick and fast, we need people to step into them areas. And unfortunately, you know, if you're not going to put yourself on the front line and show me that you can do that, then there'll be people out there that can. You know, I'm not just going to berate someone after one performance tonight, but tonight is a lot about attitude tonight, and let's not kid ourselves, tonight wasn't good enough. Despite a lot of the ball, we didn't do enough with it off the ball.
What opportunities have you got to work with the players between now and Saturday?
Thursday, you know, we'll get them in Thursday, we've got another game, and you know, we've missed players today. Dan Cockerline's out, Morgan's out, Regan's out. You know, people were a little tired legs tonight, but we've got to be better. We've got to be better. We've got, we're talking to our league club. We've been talking all day about a number nine, which we're very hopeful for. Talking to another club about another left back, potentially. So, you know, there's people out there, but it's difficult because obviously league teams and national teams haven't gone back in yet, so we've just got to be patient. But it gives people opportunities, and listen, got to credit Thackley. You know, they were everywhere, and they did really well. And you know, I'm pleased for them, and you know, they've done really well. The management team's great, the way they've set the players up. But to come here and not score is, for me, is unforgivable. But I've got to quickly dust it down and get ready for Thursday and then for Saturday.
In terms of looking for what positives there might have been, I thought that Sinclair Smith showed he's an ever willing outlet, isn't he? I mean,
yeah.
I know you swap like for like at the end with Chadwick.
Yeah, yeah. Finn just felt his hamstrings a little bit.
Yeah.
But Finn, you know, he's got all the pace, he's got all the ability in the world. He's got to now learn to, you know, kind of have an end product. So, you know, we're working on him with that. But we've got, you know, we've got options at the top end of the pitch. We've got lots of options at the top end of the pitch. But unfortunately, behind that, you know, our passing's got to be better. And as a midfield three tonight, our passing was simply diabolical. You know, sideways, backwards, in and out of play. How many times? It's, you know, our standards are better than that. So they know I can't pretend to be happy. You know, there's no way I can pretend to be happy in pre-season or tiddlywinks or cup final. You know, I want to win every game. And you know, quickly the new lads stepping in here and the lads who came back, they know that, and we've got to now look at this result all season now, because it will be there. You know, you can't just pass over it. It's there. We've got to beat 4-0 away at Thackley.
Is it difficult to learn about individual players from a performance like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, how quiet we was first half. You know, goals against us, and we quickly, you know, shout out to 17-year-old keeper. But instead of looking at ourselves or passing information on to more experienced lads, and it happened all first half. And you know, it took me half an hour to say anything, so I'm seeing if the lads worked it out. But you know, we've got a centre midfielder picking the balls up in the centre half area, and the centre half's not telling the centre midfielder to get out, and that's just basic talking. And we didn't do it tonight. So I'm not gonna lose sleep over tonight's performance at all. We've got a big pre-season ahead of us. And we'll get better and better, and we are rusty, and that's their fourth game, that's our second game. You know, two warm conditions in 72 hours, but I still expect us to do better than what we did tonight. And you know, we'll have Ollie Martin back in on Saturday, so he'll be back in for us, and hopefully we'll have Regan Morgan. We'll see how Dan Cochrane is, and maybe one or two new faces as well for Saturday.
And finally, is it more of a mental issue really, rather than ability with the?
Yeah, you know, we moved the ball a lot in the first half and in the second half, and you know, he just managed to come over and said, "Oh, you moved the ball great." So yeah, we do move the ball great, but when we moved it great, you've then got to have some penetration on the end of it. And if you look at, you know, the goals we scored through Tunde last season, you know, he was always in the right place at the right time, and you know, that's not just for a number 9 to do, that's for other people to do as well. So, you know, people are going to step up now. We've been in for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, so, you know, there's no more excuses. They've got to, if they want to, you know, be here, they've got to do more.
And finally, on the injuries, Cochrane, Linney, how far away?
Linney and Holmes-Smith were probably precautionary tonight, and probably could have got some minutes. Cochrane is probably about 7 to 10 days away. But like I said, you know, it'd be good to get them players back, and maybe one or two need a rest, because 2 games in quick succession is a lot on the back of a tough pre-season. But we'll dust ourselves down, we'll learn from it. Me and Brian and the staff will digest it, I've no doubt, and we'll get ready for Saturday.